Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. He joins us this morning on the show. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Good, good. We've been talking about whether people celebrate their animals' birthdays. Now, I know you've got an old girl you're very fond of, and you've got a couple of pets as well. it's funny. We usually record everything that goes to air, but I think we've just erased that tape, unfortunately.
Lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've got a couple of beautiful doggies. Do you celebrate their birthdays?
Not specifically. We actually help them celebrate with us at Christmas, Robbo.
Oh, okay.
We've got two little dogs, Bella, who's a King Charles Cavalier, and Midge, who's a sort of Fox Terrier cross spitzer.
Right.
They're both about 11 this year, I think they were, back in about September.
Hmm.
Born about the same time, so we've got two little pups at the same time.
Ah, beautiful.
And they've grown up together and love each other and look after each other, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. You don't have a specific party on a specific day, no?
No, we don't.
Okay,
no, we don't.
Cool. All right, well, it's always a party when the City of Greater Bendigo Council gets together. Beautiful segue there, Robbo. So give us an update on the council meetings.
Yeah, so council has previously been meeting on the third Wednesday night of each month, but this council has moved the council meetings to a Monday evening. So our first meeting will be Monday the 14th of December at 6 p.m. in the town hall. That'll be live streamed. We've got a bit of mix over the next 2 months with Christmas, New Year, Australia Day, all that sort of thing. So the 14th of December, then the 25th of January, which is actually the fourth Monday, and then we'll roll into the third Monday of the month cycle from then on. So we'll publish those dates on our website.
Okay.
Make sure people have plenty of opportunity to know when those council meetings are.
Yep, terrific. Now, a couple of things which we actually covered a few days ago, but it's continuing, obviously, over 16 days. That is the 16 days of activism. I was in a doctor's surgery yesterday, and it's great to see all the orange figures, to help stamp out and make people aware of family violence. Very, very powerful theme.
Very powerful, and thanks for your... I know you've been talking about it during the week a number of times, and thanks for your promotion of it, Robbo. It's really important that we work hard against family violence and make sure that our community is safe in no matter what space they're in.
Yeah, most certainly.
So there's 16 days of programs and events right through to the 10th of December. There's lots of information on our Facebook page. There's launches of videos, there's virtual walks, there's a Maiden Gully Mars Cricket Club's launch of a video showcasing their commitment to violence prevention. So
right.
Lots of different groups and agencies and organisations getting involved, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, it is. One of the other things that we spoke the other day to Alicia was about the Adventure Bingo. That sounds interesting. Yeah.
It's an interesting project, isn't it? The Healthy Heart of Victoria is a program that's running across six local governments in the Loddon-Campaspe area, so Bendigo, Campaspe, Loddon, Mount Alexander, Central Goldfields and Maston Ranges. We've identified six walks, one in each municipality. You can download a booklet from the website or go to Guru Wanyara or the Kangaroo Flat Library in Greater Bendigo, grab a booklet. And it's called Adventure Bingo. So you go for a walk, there's information in the booklet, you've got to find certain things. And once you've identified that you found them, you can submit that and be in the draw for a weekly prize.
Wow.
We want lots of photos coming in too, Robbo. And this is a government-funded program, so we want to continue it and we want to make sure that lots of people get active around it.